It could be months before some 5,000 people in a small town to the east of Albany can use the municipal water supply. The EPA recently urged people in Hoosick Falls and Rensselaer County not to drink or cook with the water. In addition, children and people with skin conditions should avoid long showers or baths. EPA Regional Administrator Judith Ink says the water in Hoosick Falls has been contaminated with the chemical PFOA.
Perfluorooctanoic acid. It is a fluorinated organic compound that has been widely used in a bunch of different consumer products. It was used for non-stick cookware like Teflon. It's used to make home carpets stain resistant. It was widely used in packaging. Unfortunately, there are such severe environmental problems with it that in 2006, the EPA entered into an agreement with the major manufacturers of PFOA in which they agreed to eliminate the use of this chemical by the end of 2015. So that would be this week.
Has the source of this contamination in Hoosick Falls been tracked down yet?
Well, EPA is in the process of looking at the source. A local company called Saint Gobain has stepped forward and has voluntarily agreed to offer free bottled water to people who are currently on the municipal water supply. That's 5 gallons a day of water. The company has also announced that they will install a carbon filtration system at the public water supply at the cost of around $2 million. They would reach that agreement with the local government. They believe that it'll take between 9 months or a year to install that carbon filtration system. And it's important to note that the state health department will be required to sign off on whatever the water treatment technology is being used to make sure that this material is taken out of the water supply. The state health department has a goal of non-detectable levels of PFOA in the public drinking water supply, which I think is a very good goal. But there are obviously some pretty serious logistical problems here. It's going to take a while to install carbon filtration if, in fact, that's the direction the state health department wants to go. And in the meantime, we've got to get the word out to people not to drink the public water supply in Hoosick Falls. We have made that recommendation because EPA has a provisional health advisory saying that any level of PFOA over 400 parts per trillion could be a problem for health. And we know that there is a test result from June showing that the public water supply in Hoosick Falls had PFOA levels at 600 parts per trillion. And further, this local company, Saint Gobain, well, they're an international company, but with local operations in Hoosick Falls, they did some groundwater sampling on their own property on McCaffrey Street and found levels as high as 18,000 parts per trillion. So the way EPA is approaching this is in two ways. One is to make sure that the people of Hoosick Falls have an alternative water supply so they absolutely are not drinking PFOA-contaminated water. And then second, either the state or the federal government have to identify the source of this pollution, make sure that it is not spreading, and either eliminate the source or contain it. EPA has a lot of experience, unfortunately, dealing with contaminated groundwater near toxic sites. So we have a protocol of things that we typically do. The first thing is to find the source, identify what's called the plume, which is the underwater groundwater. Put down a bunch of wells and try to figure out the contours of the plume, what direction is the contamination moving in. So we know what to do in situations like this. But the most urgent message is for people to not drink the water.
Until that filtering system is installed, which you said could take 9 months, 12 months, it appears that the people of Hoosick Falls will have to find their water elsewhere, or is some alternative possible?
Well, the only thing on the table right now is St. Gobain Company is providing 5 gallons of water a day per resident. There are some logistical problems. For instance, senior citizens or people with disabilities can't get to the local supermarket always to pick up the water. Larger families may find that 5 gallons a day is inadequate. So I think that is an issue that needs some deeper discussion because, you know, people should have access to clean water. That's a basic human right. They are paying their water bill in Hoosick Falls, and it's absolutely essential that they have enough clean water for cooking and drinking.
EPA Regional Administrator Judith Ink.